Blog Talk Radio.
Like our first date, time passed fast like the flash of a blink. A little Chardonnay, lingerie in a mink, all I can think.
So don't complain when I'm in home late. A couple loose lips and the ship gon' sink. Don't even try to act like your shoe don't stink.
But still,
hold up, wait, info break. Third base since I hit home plate. I'ma party hard like a disco date. Fat black plaques in the French pro braid. Cause homie back still like full of weight. Shorty got grill like Chipotle. And my favorite meal be the shrimp lo mein.
What's still?
Welcome to Wrestling It Factor for November the 5th, 2013. It's your host, Wayne Benitez. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we got a guest for you, upcoming women's wrestler. She's making a mark all over the U.S., let's give it up for the young and talented Paris Kelly. Paris?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, welcome to Wrestling It Factor.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you had me.
It's an honor. How's your day?
It's been pretty good. It's been very productive, I will say that. So it was pretty fun.
That's nice. Were you a wrestling fan growing up?
Yes, I was. Actually, how I got into it was because of my dad, because my dad is a wrestler. He's been wrestling since 99, and I've watched him train, and then, you know, I became a wrestler. He didn't really want me to be, but, you know, I was like, Dad, I'm going to do it. So that's how I actually did it, and, you know, we grew up, like, just watching it on TV. Our favorite people were, you know, the DX. So I was like, Dad, I'm going to do it. So...
what wrestler did you idolize during that time?
You know, my I didn't really actually have a female favorite wrestler. It was actually just Shawn Michaels. I loved him and The Rock. They were my favorite.
Awesome. And did your dad actually got you the did your training also to become a wrestler?
What was that? The phone was breaking up.
Did your dad train you also?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did.
And also, you've been also working with Mackenzie York?
Actually, I was supposed to, but it didn't really happen because she found out that she was having a baby, so, you know, we couldn't really do that. But I'm happy for her. So we're planning on doing it sometime, like, next year.
Okay. Have you been working for XW?
What was that?
The promotion, SXW wrestling?
That was supposed to be my first time. I have not worked for them yet, but, you know, they've been wanting to book me and stuff. I didn't have time because, you know, I already had other bookings planned. So I was supposed to wrestle then, but, you know, with her being pregnant, you know, we weren't really able to do it. So planning on it next year.
What are your memories of working at TWE?
That's actually my parents' promotion. And that's where I started training and everything. And it's a really great promotion. And, not, you know, I'm not just saying that because, you know, it's my parents, but we have really great wrestlers and a lot of people that, you know, I really look up to. I love it there.
How long you you've been wrestling?
I've been wrestling since January. So not really long, but, you know, almost a year. So.
Nice. And you seem to learn to pick up very quick.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm happy about that, though. But, you know, once you get in the ring, you never stop learning at all.
How was it like working with Little Bit?
Little Bit? Oh, I love working her. She and I had some really good matches, and we actually have one coming up this weekend at MLW. But, you know, it was my first time working her at our show for TWE for a fundraiser for a biker church that we were doing. And I was like, man, we need to do some more matches together. You know, it was a lot of fun. I love working Little Bit. She's very, very talented.
What are your memories of working at Magnificent Ladies Wrestling?
Oh, I had a lot of great memories there. I started working there in April, and, you know, I was really nervous, but I would have to say my favorite match that I've had there was with Sabrina, Wonder Woman Sabrina with Joyce Grable. That was a really fun match. You know, it was cool to work with, like, wrestling legends for my first time being there. So, I mean, I really liked it. And, you know, I've had some blood matches here and there, which those were pretty fun. I love working there.
Yeah, and I thought they was actually hardcore matches for me, but
yeah.
And who would you like to work with in the business in the future?
You know, that's a really great question. I don't have anybody particular. It's just I would love to work anybody, you know. So I would love to take on anybody because, you know, you learn from different people. And I just, I don't really have a set person, you know.
Okay, that was nice. Do you, are you interested in other promotions like Shimmer, WSU, and Shine?
Oh, yes. I am very interested in wrestling for Shimmer and Shine. I don't know. I go onto their Facebook page a lot and just look at the different things that they do. I'm just like, wow, you know, they really stand out to me. And that's one of my goals is to, you know, go there or go to Japan, you know, something like that. So I'm hoping to reach that goal one day. It might take a while, you know, but I'm willing to reach that goal.
Right. We just have so many women promotions all over the world, and
yeah.
And it's actually picking up more and more in the mainstream.
Yeah, I'm happy about that, too.
And do you watch the current product of WWE, TNA, and ROH?
You know, I don't really watch ROH or TNA. I'm more like of WWE, but I haven't watched it in a few weeks. So I have no idea what's going on right now.
And it seemed like that that the other promotion, TNA, had been having news about them selling the company and the future of the company as it stands. And every worker out there wants to see TNA stays around. It helps the industry and also have more opportunity to go more places besides WWE also.
Yeah, I heard about them selling that. I was like, wow. You know, I'm really surprised that they were going to do that.
Right. And the only familiar name that was in there was Billy Corgan of the Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but they were saying that he can buy it, but he don't have enough money to run it by himself. But he has a lot of investors also.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised, like, if WWE actually buys TNA.
And I've been hearing that, but they put it to a rest since WWE has zero interest in it.
Wow. That's really surprising because, you know, I just would have thought that WWE would buy it.
Right. And it's like Vince don't even want to mention the product or nothing or none of that. Talent, only maybe the ones that already been in WWE, he may care about a few of them, like a Jeff Hardy and definitely Sting is their top priority. He was rumored to go on to WWE for a match with Taker or Triple H at Mania, and to be in the Hall of Fame. But I think that's more likely, though, since both of them been sending each other failures and everything.
Exactly, yeah.
And were you also surprised that we could see Hogan and possibly back with WWE to do a match with Cena for WrestleMania?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
that'd be
I see
awesome.
It too. Right. I see it too. I think Hogan would definitely put his body on the line and actually take bumps. That could be actually maybe his final match.
Yeah, and I've heard some talk about Ultimate Warrior coming back to WWE. I would love to see that because I'm a fan of Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah.
Because it's Devin. He's been keeping.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was hard for them to get a deal from several years ago, but it's like they've been on terms for the video game, and he could be another one in the Hall of Fame next to Sting next year.
That would be awesome. Yeah, because I really like Ultimate Warrior, and they said that his body now. He could, like, go ahead and go in the ring and just have a normal match after he's been out of it for so long.
Yeah.
I was like, that's pretty awesome.
I think his last match was in 07 or 08. He was working in Spain. He was working with Orlando Jordan. And I'll say this was like an 8-minute match. He did a good job of selling and everything and ring psychology. It's like that. He didn't miss a beat.
Pretty awesome. I really like Ultimate Warrior.
Right. And he was actually Sting's former tag team partner at the Blade Runners and World Class and in the Mid-South area also.
Yeah.
And I actually noticed that they actually won the world title from in two different companies on the same year. Right. And I noticed that I haven't seen a tag team like that that split apart and became world champions in the same year.
Oh, yeah.
What is your opinion on workers like Mickie James?
Yeah. I would like to wrestle her. Somebody that I would like to wrestle.
And how about Mercedes Martinez?
Yeah, I really don't know much about her.
Yeah, she's mostly Russell and Shimmer and Shine and WSU.
Oh, really?
Right.
That's cool. I would love to be with him.
And there's also Amazing Calm.
Yeah. She would be somebody that would be cool to work.
Right. It's like everyone wants to work with her and learn more also.
Mhm. She's very talented.
Yeah, she has. She's been all over the world at TNA and WWE.
Mhm. Exactly.
And what's your opinion of Trish Stratus?
I like her, but, I mean, I can't say that I'm a fan of her, you know. I like watching her, but, you know, I'm not that, like, crazy about her, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because I'm more like, I like Natalia and AJ Lee.
Right.
And a Caitlyn.
Right.
I'm a big fan of Natalya.
Yeah, they mostly grew up in the business and as a fan also, and they actually good workers on the WWE roster.
Yeah. That's what I like.
Yeah. And there've been a lot of people criticizing The Diva JoJo, and I forgot the other one with the red hair.
Eva Marie.
Yeah. She is that bad in the ring.
Yeah. And her attitude is what's gotten heat for her, is her attitude.
Right.
For Eva.
And I still remember in those six men, she was no selling and everything.
Yeah. It's
and
crazy.
It seemed like she was lost out there, and I said, what's she trying to become? The no selling taker.
Yeah, that's what she's gonna get known for too.
Right. And then I keep hearing that they're trying to do that for Diva's reality show.
Yeah. I'm ready for the next season.
Right. Yeah, but I see her as a heel coming up off of that show.
Yeah, I do too. Exactly. I see that coming.
Right.
But she needs to get that attitude in check, though.
Right.
Or somebody's going to put her in place.
Right. But I really thought that the Bellas was going to be the heels of the reality show, and they're agreeing now, but it seems like there's been a turn of events.
Yeah.
And
I was really disappointed in them for the first time.
Right. Because I think they was more of modeling than wrestlers.
Exactly. That's exactly what I thought too.
Yeah. And I noticed that Brie Bella been a better worker as of late. I guess being with Daniel Bryan, and she's I guess she's learning her craft.
Yeah. I like her a lot. I like Brie.
But I still see her possibly that her sister will probably turn on her later on.
Her sister's kind of mean. Bree's a lot more nicer than me.
Yeah. But it's so much easier to tell them apart now.
Yeah. I could tell by their attitudes.
Yeah. And then also, Bree is much more skinnier than her now.
Mhm. Yeah, that was like one of the fights that they had on that TV show, though. It was about their weight.
Yeah.
Because one was carefree, and the other one was just, you got to eat this, you got to eat right.
Yeah. I think maybe she must be a vegetarian since being with Daniel Bryan.
Exactly.
Right. But he claimed that he's not a vegan anymore.
I don't know.
Yeah. And would you ever have interest of also working at TNA wrestling?
I would. Yeah, I really would. I'm just, you know, with me still being a little bit green, you know, I want to get more work in. So hopefully, you know, that'll show. One day, you know, if I make it, I'll be really excited. Because, I mean, I am wanting to make it big in wrestling. But, you know, also that you have to have a backup plan just in case if that does not happen.
Right. Yeah, you must have that backup plan, definitely.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what some wrestlers don't understand, you know, because they think that they can make it. But, you know, there could also be a downfall to that. You might not.
Right.
You always need to have that backup plan.
Right. It's just so many risks that can happen.
Oh, yeah. Anything can.
Mm-hmm. Also, watch Ring of Honor.
No, I don't watch that at all. I haven't.
Yeah. Even though it's not in certain markets, it's not all over the U.S. now. It's in certain smaller markets.
Yeah.
Since they syndicated,
like,
but you can go right ahead.
Oh, I was just saying that, I've just recently heard of it, you know, but I can't say that I know anything about it.
Right. Yeah, that's definitely that's the careers of CM, also CM Punk and Bryan Danielson that later became Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, I mean, I knew that part, but, you know, I don't know, I haven't really, like, fully got into it.
Yeah. It's more of the in-ring work more than the entertainment. It may be few of the wrestlers that have certain gimmicks for entertainment, and then, like, you have maybe, like, the rest of the roster is more serious of wrestling and to make into a storyline.
That's cool. And I like that, you know, that it's more wrestling than the entertainment.
Right. And I noticed that they more old school. It is like taking you back to the 80s and 90s of, it wasn't no, really no general managers or commissioners.
Really?
Mostly in the 80s, you know, in the old WWF, you see, like, the director authority or commissioner, Jack Tunney, or even I'll say Gorilla Monsoon.
Mm-hmm.
That was more of bias against any heel and face, and you would actually think that he actually was the main guy doing the main guy that was in charge. They actually did a well good job, and for you, because people during that time didn't really thought that Vincent Mann wasn't the owner until the steroid case.
Mm-hmm.
He was always at labeled as an announcer.
Wow. I did not know that.
Yeah. Do you have anything to plug?
Yeah, actually. I got some dates that are coming up. I got a show, well, for customs, for MLW this Saturday. And then November 16th, I got a show for TWE at Vada, Mississippi. And I have a show in November 20th, which is going to be in Southern Premier Wrestling in Selmer, Tennessee. If you would like to book me, you can contact me on Facebook at Paris Kelly, and I also have a like page. And called Paris Kelly. And like, if you want to book me, you can email me at paris.kelly95@yahoo.com. That's basically it.
That's awesome. And
yeah.
You can also share your upcoming events on our group page at Facebook, Wrestling X Factor group page.
Okay. I will definitely do that.
And it was nice having you up on here. You can come back anytime to our show.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the talented Paris Kelly. If you want to listen to this archive, go to Blog Talk Radio at Wrestling X Factor or our group page at Wrestling X Factor on Facebook. This is Wayne Benitez signing off. Later, y'all.
Like our first date, time passed fast like the flash of a blink. A little Chardonnay, lingerie, and a mink, all I can think.
So don't complain when I'm in home late. A couple loose lips and the ship gon' sink. Don't even try to act like your shoot don't stink.
But still,
hold up, wait, info break. Third base as I hit home plate. I'ma party hard like a disco date. Fat black plaques in the French bro braid. Cause homie back still like Buffalo weight. Shorty got grill like Chipotle. And my favorite meal be the shrimp lo mein.
But still,
turn it up.